Tomorrow on Talk of the Nation, being a diehard fan can be an exhilarating experience, but also an excruciating one. At least that's how writer Joe Queenan describes it in his new book, True Believers. He'll join us tomorrow on Talk of the Nation to talk about the trials and tribulations of being a sports fan. Last night, Sammy Sosa broke his bat as he swung at a pitch and may have shattered at least part of his reputation. It was immediately obvious that the barrel of Sosa's bat had been drilled out and filled with cork. The technique has long been regarded as a way to hit the ball further, and it's long been regarded as cheating. Sosa is one of the most popular players in Major League Baseball and one of the best. Earlier this season, we celebrated Sammy Sosa's 500th home run, where he entered an elite class of baseball hitters and almost guaranteed entry into baseball's Hall of Fame. Now lots of questions are being asked. Joining us is Alan Schwartz, the senior writer for Baseball America and a columnist for ESPN.com. He joins us from our bureau in New York, and good to have you back on the show.
Well, thank you, Neil.
Again, the bat just broke when Sosa grounded out, right?
Yeah, it was a pitch off the end of the bat, and it shattered it. And amazingly enough, according to Sosa, the first time that he used a cork bat was the same at-bat where it shattered.
And
amazing.
And the reason he had a corked bat at all, he says, is because he likes to use it in batting practice to give the fans a thrill by hitting a lot of home runs.
Yeah, which is amazing that he would, you know, choose to be such a thrill there in batting practice. You'd think he'd be able to do it, you know, just fine as it is. Most guys, of course, swing a heavier bat, if anything, in batting practice, so that they perform better in the game. But, certainly Sosa's explanation seems pretty implausible, but I guess he has a choice. He can either come off as a cheater or someone who's just kind of dumb, and he chose the latter.
Explain to us, there's some history to this corked bat controversy. I guess the most famous recent example involves another pretty good player, Albert Bell.
Sure. I mean, usually about every 3 or 4 years, someone's bat explodes. Wilton Guerrero, a player nobody here has really ever heard of, had it happen. A guy named Billy Hatcher, who, of course, was a coach on the Devil Rays, who was present last night when the Sosa incident occurred. But there have been lots of famous players who have cheated to various degrees. Whitey Ford was well known for scuffing balls. Gaylord Perry, of course, made spectacle out of throwing spitballs. And so this isn't the calamity, I think, that many people are casting it as. It will be a demerit on his career. It will be the type of asterisk that really never appeared beside Roger Maris's name for other reasons. It will always be a part of his legacy, but I don't think it's going to tear down everything he's done.
Well, in the short term, I guess if you look at the Wilton Guerrero case or the Albert Bell case, the normal term of suspension that Sammy Sosa might expect would be something along the lines of, what, 7-8 games?
Yeah, probably 7-8-9 games, something like that, which could be really bad for the Cubs, frankly. The short-term absence of one player, even one as good as Sammy Sosa, is usually overstated. But he's already missed a lot of games. Now he'll miss another, you know, week and a half, close to 2 weeks. And, you know, they're fighting for first place. I think they're a game in front, and, well, the Cubs always find a way to lose. This is a pretty new one.
Well, it's interesting. Under the union rules in baseball, if you're handed a suspension, theoretically you're supposed to start serving it. But if you appeal, the hearing isn't held until your team next comes into New York City, where the league offices are, the Major League Baseball offices are. And so you can continue playing until then. It just so happens that the Cubs have a pretty hyped-up series on television this weekend with the interleague rivals, the New York Yankees, in town for the first time since 1938. Is Sammy Sosa going to accept this penalty, do you think, and sit out this series, or is he going to appeal?
Oh, I'm sure he'll appeal. They always appeal. It's the union's policy virtually is to appeal everything because, well, you can't get a higher suspension. You can only get lower, and you can plead your case and emphasize that, you know, you big bad MLB folks are treating us wrongly and you're too stern and we deserve less of a punishment. So it's virtually the union's policy to if not, you know, instruct people to appeal, it's certainly to encourage it.
Sosa did take all the responsibility for this. He did it alone. He says nobody else was at all involved in this. They've gone to look at all of his other bats. If 3 or 4 more turn out to be corked, this is going to be a problem.
Yes, it will be. But I think we have to assume that he's been doing it for some period of time, whether it's been just this season or more than one season. I have to wonder, though. I mean, we've seen his I'm sure his bats have shattered before, and I wouldn't mind seeing some video on that. See if, you know, did he scamper and pick up the pieces, or did, you know, the bat boy go and pick up the pieces quickly? That happens. That happens all the time. In fact, one thing that people have noted is that yesterday Sosa made no effort to try to pick up the, you know, the pieces of the bat. In fact, ESPN showed that the end of the bat had a big C on it, which, you know, presumably meant, you know, cork.
Well,
so, you know, we'll see.
At least it took our minds off the steroid controversy.
Oh, thanks for bringing that up.
Alan Schwartz is the senior writer for Baseball America, a columnist for ESPN.com. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
He was with us from our bureau in New York. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.